Let us bow together in prayer. May the words of my mouth, may the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If you feel bad in terms of the weather here in Atlanta, it was just as hot. When I first came to serve the church in Merritt as their pastor, the church secretary, Lorraine Myers, who was a member of our neighboring church, the Belmore Presbyterian Church, would inform me and inform her pastor, L. Dizzle, as summer approached each year, that we would not see her in either church, either at Belmore or at Merritt, because each Sunday she would be at Jones Beach together with some other church members from both of those congregations and a few other Presbyterians from the South Shore of Nassau. She wanted to assure L. Dezo and me, however, that while at Jones Beach, they would take some time for a worship service. And I knew that that was true. Jones Beach played a part in my ministry in Merrick as well. I believe I have probably shared with you at various times that when I was involved in a counseling situation with someone who was undergoing difficulty in his or her life, that often I would suggest that we take a drive down to Jones Beach, which was only a 15-minute drive. And going there, we would either sit on a blanket on the sandy shore or we would walk along the ocean shore and look out over the water and experience the waves taking all those problems out into the deep water and just dumping them there. I believe that Jones Beach, or maybe any of our Suffolk ocean beaches, can lend themselves to a worship experience, as it did for Lorraine Myers and others. And that has become the theme of my sermon this morning. Let me say at the outset, however, I am not encouraging any of you to absent yourself from Sunday morning worship here in this sanctuary, or we will be making a decision also tomorrow night whether, when the weather is too hot, that we will move next door where there is air conditioning. You're probably going to say, why didn't we do that today? Well, you can participate in those worship services at the ocean or at lake shores at any other time. And Sunday morning, the crowds are so bad, you don't want to be there anyhow. But this morning, I want to invite you to accompany me to the ocean shore. I want you to pretend that you are at Jones Beach, which I know best, or any of the other beaches, and to be open to the gospel message that you can experience while at ocean shore. So I should ask at the beginning, are you ready? Are you ready to just let your imagination take you away for a little while? Is your imagination ready as I try to create some beach scenes and invite you to be there with me? Well, first we have to park our car besides many other cars and begin our walk to the shoreline. We walk past scores, maybe hundreds, at Jones Beach, stretched out on their blankets, hoping to get or improve a suntan. And others stroll along the sands, showing off their sculptured bodies, which we can only envy. But walking past others make our bodies look not so bad. But none of this is important to us because our reason for making this trip to the beach has nothing to do with getting a suntan. It has nothing to do with other people. Because we want to get down to the water's edge and find a spot where we can stand or sit and not be distracted by anyone else. After a lot of effort and plowing through a lot of sand, we have finally arrived at our destination. We stand there on the shore and we look out at that vast water, and our ears become attuned to the sound of the sea, to the roar of the sea. In your imagination, can you hear it? Pretend. The sea bellows so loudly that all the other sounds seem to get lost. Yes, the sounds of others on the beach are silent or become so faint that they are insignificant. Your own voice is silent as well, as are any of those other conflicting voices that sometimes are within us, competing for our attention. No, the only sound that you hear is the sound that comes from out there in the deep. It's a sound that is awesome. It's a sound that is powerful. It has a rhythm to it to which your own breathing seems to respond. And cares and concerns that are part of your daily living seem to be reduced in the importance as you look at those waves making their way to the shore, breaking at the water's edge, releasing a calmness. And as you listen, the sound stills your own sounds. For me, and I trust for you, it all becomes an image, a symbol of the God I was taught and believe in. Awesome, powerful, rushing toward me, bringing a sense of comfort and serenity. The sound carries a message with it: come to me, all you who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Others, myself included, have spoken of mountaintop experiences, and yes, I've had them. I'm sure you've had them. And yet, the ocean experience has played, I think, a much more significant role in my life. For me, it recreates the very opening movement of our Sunday morning worship, the scene I've just described for you, a scene I trust you have at some time experienced, is similar to our call to worship, which each Sunday expresses our need to hear that voice again. That voice that comes from the deep. It expresses our need for a divine presence. That presence that is awesome, powerful, coming to us on the wave of concern, of acceptance, of comfort, of love. And to that presence we respond in our opening hymn of praise and thanksgiving each Sunday morning, sung on the shoreline of God's incoming wave. And in our prayer of invocation, we again voice our affirmation: yes, yes, God, you're here. I invite you now to walk back from that shoreline just a few feet. Look at the smooth sand that has been leveled by those incoming waves. To me, it looks like that blackboard back in the elementary school I attended in St. Paul, Minnesota. If you felt loaded down with cares and concerns, so weighted down with feelings of mistakes that you've made, People maybe you have hurt by lack of attention to them, weighted down by concern for all the opportunities that you missed. Write your list on God's blackboard, the smooth sand, and then wait for the tide to come in again. That tide that not only wipes the slate clean, that tide that carries it all out far, far to the sea. As far as the east is from the west, says our scriptures this morning, so far God removes our transgressions from us. Oh, how powerful is that sense of cleansing. As I watch the tide come in, and then the tide go out, this experience creates the second movement in Sunday morning worship. That movement where we confess our sins, where we confess our shortcomings, both as individuals and as a community of faith. And how I wish those words of assurance of God's pardon would convey to each and every one of you in attendance the tide of God's overwhelming love that carries those confessions out to the sea and drops them to the bottom of the sea. Back to Jones Beach, or to whichever beach means something to you. It's a time to look for seashells. One doesn't go to Jones Beach without looking for seashells. In fact, children, often adults as well, gather up one or more that they consider to be precious to take with them. In preparing this sermon this morning, I took down from my bookshelf that marvelous book by Anne Morrow Lindbergh, written almost 60 years ago, titled Gift from the Sea. It's a very small book, only 130 pages, in which Mrs. Lindbergh described her own fascination with the seashore, and particularly her fascination with seashells, those gifts from the sea. I would advise any of you who have an interest in looking at seashells, study their design, and let all that speak to you, and take time to read or reread Gift from the Sea. I brought my copy with me this morning. I'll loan it to anybody who wishes to read it. Mrs. Lindbergh became so absorbed in the design and in the supposed stories about the reason for the design of each of those varieties of seashells, finding therein a message for her own life. Gift from the Sea opens the reader to a new understanding of self. And through it all, the gospel message comes across of one's own uniqueness, the joys, the sorrows that have shaped that shell, which both protects us and also gives beauty to the self within. As I finger individual shelves that I find along the shore, I let them speak to me, even as I let the ocean waves, the incoming and the outgoing tide, and the smooth sand beaches speak to me. I come to appreciate that even as God has fashioned each seashell with purpose for what is contained therein, God has fashioned my life shell from the materials of my own life's experience. so that I too am unique, so that you all over the place, you all are unique with something to offer. As says the psalmist, he knows how we are made. He crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. That's the third movement, by the way, in our Sunday morning worship service, shaped by the reading of the scripture lessons and the message from the preacher, in which the opportunity is given to look at those seashells, affirm them, and then in our time of offering and dedication, make our commitment to use them for the glory of our Creator. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy time. Our time at the beach comes to an end, and it's time to head back into that world of crowds and traffic and the stresses and the strains of daily living. And hopefully, in leaving the beach, however, we do not leave the rich experience that have been ours. We have not left that behind. Maybe we take some seashells with us simply as a remembrance of it all. Maybe a shell or two large enough that when in subsequent days we might lift the shell to our ear and hear again those sounds of the sea, those sounds from the deep. In like fashion, our Sunday morning worship, as we move into the final movement, acknowledges that we are called back into that world with a sense of renewal, with a new sense of purpose, with an acknowledgement that God is there to sustain us when we feel weak or troubled. God is there to bring us alive to the needs of our world with energy and commitment and hope. May seashells from the service or any other worship service be ours to remind us and offer us the opportunity to hear the voice of the deep. Some people call it God. I like to call it simply the divine presence, coming to us in waves that are expression of God's love. Amen.